Well, hello and welcome to the No Filter Needed podcast, where we cut the fluff, expel those myths, and kick unobtainable standards to the curb. I am your host, Camilla Collins, self-image consultant, author, and founder of multiple beauty and creative entertainment agencies. I am super passionate about empowering people to change their self-perception and reimagine not just the beauty, but the huge amount of power within themselves. And this podcast is in support of my mission to do just that. Most of us have experienced a time in our lives where we feel unsupported by our partners, family members, friends, co-workers. And not receiving respect and support from those who we love the most can be the hardest to deal with. You may feel unsupported with a relationship or a career or starting your own business or maybe even your whole way of life. Now, over the 33 years that I have been on this planet, I've had to deal with lack of support in many different areas, but the area I perhaps have come up against it the most is within my career. And this has not come just from friends and family, but also near strangers. Lack of support nearly always stems from a form of fear within the other person that they are projecting onto you. Of course, there are exceptions to the rule, but when family and friends don't support you, it's not necessarily because they don't want the best for you or they're going out their way to make your life difficult. It's because they don't understand or what you're doing isn't aligned with their values and their beliefs. Working for myself nearly all my adult life has been deemed rather unconventional to the majority of people around me. And going against the grain and doing something different can make people a bit uneasy. Most of the resistance I experienced from others was coming from a place of love and care for my well-being and not an intentional sabotage on my life and everything that I wanted for it. I lack support in my choice to be a makeup artist because there are a lot of people who don't perceive that to be a real or even worthwhile job. And also very much so with my personal development and my coaching work. I've been made fun of, I've been talked down to. It's upsetting and frustrating as hell. And there have been times when I've nearly given up and just conformed. But I didn't. And I can tell you that there ain't many people laughing at me now. But the real danger that lack of support from those you respect and you look up to presents is that it makes you doubt yourself and your abilities. And if self-doubt gets a look in, then it can take hold of you and spread like wildfire. So how do you turn a blind eye to the lack of support that you're receiving? How do you bat off those unhelpful comments or remarks? And how do you stop adopting others' beliefs and conforming to society's norms? You get to work on yourself. But before that, the first step is understanding. We have a basic need for connection. You will want to feel connected to others, and they will want to feel connected to you. And if you and the other person or people are not aligned in beliefs, then it's likely that a game of manipulation will ensue, and it works both ways. The trick is to not start playing this game at all. It just ends up in frustration, resentment, and full-blown rows. You need to keep perspective around it all. And a little exercise that may help you is to think about some of the things that you have preconceived ideas or beliefs about that other people may not believe the same or agree with you on. And if you can understand it within yourself, then it's easier to understand with others. And this is all about being open-minded. When you understand where people are coming from, then it's much easier to work out how to get them to where you want to get them to go. But don't try to educate people with words or by force. Instead, educate them by example. Lead by your actions, and they will come around. The unsupportive words or actions are likely stemming from fear, and so the only way that you are going to remove that fear and enable them to support you is by proving that it's safe for them to do so by providing them with the proof. But hold on. That is going to be very difficult to do off your own back if you are surrounded by people who don't believe in you and your capabilities. Remember that self-doubt that I mentioned earlier? Well, if that's got a hold on you, then you're going to need the help of some other people to get out of it. We can very easily adopt the beliefs of the people that we surround ourselves by. So if you're surrounded by people that don't support you and don't believe in you, then you're not going to get very far. You're going to give up. So you need to cultivate yourself a supportive network of people who are aligned with your passions and values and who have similar goals to you. This doesn't mean you need to drop your friends and family at all. You just need to look at the ratio of the people you are spending your time with. So take inventory of who you see on a regular basis each week and also how often you see them. Imagine seeing six different people each week. They could be friends, family, co-workers, and you see them each for an equal amount of time, say for a coffee or a lunch together, about an hour. And four of those people aren't supportive of your thoughts and ideas. So you have to be careful what you say when you're with them, and perhaps some topics are off limit to avoid an argument. And then there are the two people that totally get you and you have great chats with, and they get you all motivated and fired up. If you're seeing these six people for the same amount of time each week, who is going to win over your mindset? Yes, the four unsupportive people. So you've got two options here. You can add more supportive people into your network, so you are seeing more of those people each week, or you can play with your time exposure to the network that you already have. So if you currently see each person for an hour each week, then you can see the unsupported people for less, like 30 minutes, and the supportive people for more, like 2 hours each time, which will have you feeling much more supported to crack on with whatever amazing stuff you want to do. When you break it down and you create a strategy around it, it's so much easier. Remember, people need proof and tangible things to believe in. They will come around to your way of thinking the more you keep doing what you're doing, creating success for yourself, and also normalizing your behavior in their eyes. We are all complex creatures, and you don't know what other people have experienced in their past or are even going through in the present, as well as what beliefs they may be carrying and potentially projecting onto you. And if you're not a therapist or a coach, then it's none of your business. Focus on you, do what you need to do for you. Create more support with what you've got and lead by example. And I want to end this video with my favorite quote. Start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. Take care now, and I'll see you soon for more shares in the self-image, confidence, and lifestyle department. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got some good takeaways from today. And if so, then please do leave a review. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And you can find further insights and tools over at CamillaCollins.com.